Too Much Rock podcast number 746. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Chris Stamey. You know him from his work in the DBs. The song is Meet Me in Midtown, and it's on the new album Anything Is Possible. It'll be out this Friday, July 11th, on Label 51 Recordings. It is an excellent pop record, but a pop of a bygone era, kind of a Burt Bacharach sort of pop. Some things get a little dirtier. There's some guest stars on there that are really good, but you've got to like pop, then you're going to like this record. So give that one a listen. I'm sure you're going to find something that works for you. If you don't like pop, well, maybe you come to the wrong podcast this week, because we're going to dig into a lot of indie pop, starting here with Allo Darlin' and the song Tricky Questions.
Dark till the summer sky was full of stars. You told me I'd been looking tired. Under a lover's moon, I felt inspired. And you'd been asking tricky questions. I had no words, although I tried to see the back of a depression. It felt so good to be alive. It felt so good to be alive. It felt so good to be alive. I'd seen you eating apricots in the country, time forgot. Nectar running down your chin, marking the places I had been. The moonlight shone upon the sculptures. They smile for something I don't know. And when you asked about devotion, I only thought of Lenicon.
Rock podcast. We ended that set there with Janine's and the song You Can't Get It Back. That's on the band's new album, How Long Can It Last, that came out on June 27th on Slumberland Records, or Skepwax in the UK. That Pittsfield, Massachusetts band is just indie pop perfection. I don't know you can do it any better. Before that, we heard from Allo Darlin with the song Tricky Questions. That's on the band's upcoming album, Bright Lights, which will be out July 11th on Slumberland or FICA, depending on where you are in the world. Again, just a wonderful indie pop record. Not quite the one I wanted, but it is just an excellent record. Some of it really digs in, almost into an alt-country sort of feel, and they are so very good at it. Just wonderful songs. So check both of those out. You can't go wrong. And we're going to continue on here. I'm going to give you one from the Reds, the Pinks, and the Purples. The song is called The World Doesn't Need Another Band.
The world doesn't need another band. desperate or emphatic or just not? Should it carry a feeling into court and leave you watching more? The world doesn't want another band. The world doesn't want another band.
just heard from Lightheaded from Long Branch, New Jersey, with the song Me and Amelia Fletcher. That's on the band's new album, Thinking, Dreaming, Scheming, which came out June 27th on Slumberland Records, or Skep Wax. Interestingly enough, Skep Wax is run by Amelia Fletcher, so hopefully the band has met her by now. That's just an excellent indie pop record, but if you like indie pop, you probably already have that one. If not, well, you are behind, so catch up. Before that, we heard from Otto Camper with the song Proper, at least that's how I'll pronounce it. That's from the band's self-titled album that comes out this Friday, July 11th, on Slumberland in the USA and Safe Suburban Home in the UK. That is a wonderful album. Again, just all indie pop, lots of jangle in there, something I really enjoy, so pick that one up as well. And then we started the set off with the Reds, the Pinks, and Purples with the song The World Doesn't Need Another Band. That's on the new album The Past is a Garden I Never Fed, which came out July 4th on Fire Records. Of course, the project of Glenn Donaldson, based out of San Francisco. He is prolific, and every song is just wonderful. There are about four or five on that album that are just flooring, and that is one of them. I love that one. Anyway, I guess I should know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. I'm going to continue on here. Something that's not quite as indie pop. In fact, a little more garage. This is the Windups with the song That's Just My Dream Girl.
Relax. You know the world is cold and hard in the morning. right.
I got some wrong. Wrap me up in your hands. I wanna be your mom. Finally just relax.
Finally relax. Here we go. Been so long alone.
Well, I gotta see me wrong. Wrap me up in your hand. I finally feel calm. Finally just relax.
You know the dream world's cold and hard.
I wanna see me wrong.
Let's dream walk hand in hand.
I wanna see me wrong.
Alright.
I gotta see me wrong. Wrap me up in your hand. I finally feel calm. Finally just relax.
One more.
It's so rare I get to play some of my favorite bands on the podcast because normally I just, you know, play what I pick up that week. But I got lucky this week and found a copy of the Modern Lovers, the original Modern Lovers on vinyl. I did not have that before. Just an excellent press on Mohawk Records. So I was able to pick that up and share with you the song, I Want to Sleep in Your Arms. A collection of demos recorded 72, 73 with Kim Foley. Most of them don't sound very good, but there's a couple of unique songs on there. They didn't make it to the kind of official first album. And that is one of them, and it is just a delight. Before that, we heard from the Windups with the song That's Just My Dream Girl. That's on the band's album Confection, which will be out this Friday, July 11th, on Dandy Boy Records, everyone's favorite garage rock and garage punk label. That album is dynamite, and that song there just proved it to you, I'm sure. Anyway, we're out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 746, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, we got fun things coming up. On the 7th, Stereosity is playing Rhino. Wayne Payne is at the Hillsiders on the 10th. On the 11th, you got a big night. Pegboy at the Bottleneck, Social Distortion at the Uptown, Haywire Encore, World's Worst at Farewell, 311 at the venue that shall not be named. I'll be out of town, so I won't have to make that choice. Nor will I have to make the choice on the 12th of Hipshot Killer at Skate Bar, Dreamist at Farewell, Primus and Ty Siegel at the venue shall not be named, Everclear at the Star Pavilion. I'll be back in town in time for the 16th, Creepy Jingles at Farewell, Harrisonics at Hillsiders on the 18th, or Strung Out at Skate Bar on the 18th, Likes at the Bottleneck on the 19th, Blanky is playing A Street Tap Room that night, Burning Bush is at Rhino that night. On the 20th, Quintron and Miss Pussycat are playing at the Grand Avenue Temple. I'll also have Fluorescence that night at Minibar. On the 23rd, Cataphract is at Howdy. Major Matt Mason is at The Brick on the 25th. Company Retreat at Lemonade Park on the 26th. Terry Quinn is at Hillsiders that night. Moon 17 is at the Union Library. And Visual Learner is at Farewell. Looking over the website, I got a couple of new things up there. Photos and videos and my thoughts of the Fawn show that happened at the Granada, of the Green Jello This Day Forward Full Power Drifter Grimace's Orifice show that happened at Skate Bar, and of the Darts Drop Again and Phasers to Kill show that happened at Minibar. I've got a couple more shows that I've seen, so there'll be more things popping up on the website soon, but that should keep you busy for a while. I barely have any time left, so let's hurry up and get this one in. It's from Lawrence Kansas's Flooding. The song's called Object One. It's the title track of a new digital-only EP that'll be out this Friday, July 11th. Digital-only affair, for now anyway. Four tracks, all of them wonderful, but this song here has a nice sort of post-punk edge to it that I really enjoy. So we're going to end things here with a track by Flooding. The song is called Object One. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.